Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inner Sight, Matter Glad, Monday, New York, and 8 o'clock, and yours truly did about 4 hours of vocal on the subway, and so my voice is a little off. And in addition to that, there's a lot of crazy allergies going around. Anyway, we're here with Matt O'Glad, and I got to tell you, I heard something on the news that really made me mad. A bunch of millionaires got together to promote, this is a switch, the raising of taxes on the billionaires. Is my understanding, on the billionaires. And they're going to meet with the two senior senators, McConnell and the other guy, Schumer, who, well, I wouldn't give it 2 cents for him, but, you know, but the thing that makes me mad is it shows you what people can do when they have the money, see? All these politicians, most of them, I'm not going to say all, most of them, go for the money people, people that have the money. They pay attention to them. The same thing with the agencies and the big organizations that are supposed to help us. They have the money. So the politicians listen to them. If you don't have the money, it's a constant struggle to try and change the system and make it better. So that's the reality of it. The agencies have the money, but they're not helping us to promote the disabled and to change the system. They expect us to do it, and why should we? You know, if the government does it for everybody else and gives everybody else the basic things, why shouldn't they give it to us, too, and get the agencies to start chipping in so the burden wouldn't be so great on the government, the taxpayers? See, we want to help the average taxpayer, too, but we don't have the money to really get the word out the way we'd like to. So we keep on doing, you know, the best we can. All right, Matt O'Glad Monday, Inner Sight, and hopefully we'll get some phone calls. We'll get the phone number out there, get our engineer in here, and we'll see what happens with that. And, yeah, somebody gave me a piece of news about the vaccine, and it makes sense. I don't know scientifically, scientifically it does make sense too. They said that if one person gets the vaccine and they have contact with another person who isn't vaccinated, body fluid contact, person who's not vaccinated could very well come down with the coronavirus. Now, that would make sense that they're putting poison in one person that can give you the virus, and then you're in contact with somebody else in the right way, you could transmit that virus to them. So there's another danger of this vaccine. Now, if they had an organic vaccine certified and all that, that wouldn't happen, would it? Or very unlikely. The person vaccinated then would, if they had body fluid contact with another person, would actually help that person to be free of the virus. Now, doesn't that make more sense? If it works one way, it could work another way. So there's another mishap that they have put upon us. Why didn't they come up with a vaccine that wouldn't hurt anybody? You know, unless you're allergic to it. I mean, a lot of people don't even know about that. But remember, some people have died from this vaccine, and that's why you're taking a chance. It's better to fortify yourself and the immune system and take your chances that way. Everything is a chance anyway. So why not take the chance with the organic way? No side effects. All right, Inner Sight, Man of Glad, Monday, brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue. Little Bear, the Big Akita Rescue, down in New Jersey, Tom's River, New Jersey. And, 609-388-7004, the Big East Akita Rescue. Adopt an Akita. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. Hey, you want to buy a house, sell a house, or get some good information? Contact Mr. Anthony Kennedy here in Islip, New York. He's the head of the Kennedy Realty. And you can call him up, 631-888-1186. My buddy, Mr. Kennedy. Good info on how to buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good advice if you need it. All right, around the world, all the beautiful children, we remind you, go an extra mile for a child, take care of them, watch over them. And we remember, of course, Corey Foster, Avante Oquindo, and Ollie Campbell, Little Tommy, all the others. Those are the four that we have on our list. We would add more people if people want their child named or recognized on the program. We'd be happy to lengthen that list. All right. Don't forget about the beautiful children of the world. Take care of them. Watch over them. Inner Sight. Around the world, Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. So our phone number is 631-224-3090. And we remind you, if you need dog food, cat food, nobody starves on Long Island. That's Gary's organization. And you can dial them at 631-484-3085. And when he's able to do it, he has veterinarian services that are free of charge. Give Gary a call. Dog food, cat food, if you're disabled, talk to him about that. He's been known to get the food to people who are disabled if you have no way to pick it up. 631-484-3085. On the Mad or Glad Monday, Inner Sight. Let's see, some of our friends that have helped us, Baccaro's Italian Tavern, Good Mojo Printers, Toro Law Center, and Sutton Insurance, all with a .com. Islip Cleaners, a local tailor and cleaners right here in Islip, New York. So those are some of the people. Sunset Restaurant, down by the Sayville Arena, and another location on Main Street. my buddy Sal, who has offered to help with our planning. We're going to honor a former soap opera star, Pamela Raymond. So we'll keep you posted on that. All right, Inner Sight, around the world. And you need a civil rights lawyer, James Bahamundi, 516-783-9662 is the phone number for Jim. All right, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday. Anything you're mad about or glad about, call in when we get the phone set up. 213-816-1650, phone number. And, you know, we have people who listen to us all over the world, and we have people who call who have things on their mind that they really can't put anywhere else. I mean, maybe with a friend, but I mean, publicly on a big scale like this, I don't know of any other show that allows that to happen. And also, anything you're mad about, we present the solution. I wish we could bring about the solution. You know, that's, as we mentioned at the outset of the show, that's a big money thing. That's what's needed to modify this system, the money. I mean, it's terrible to have to, for that to be a fact, you know, but that's the reality of it. That's the way it is. So if you want to take note of the number, we're going to try to get the phones open. 213-816-1650. The Inner Sight call-in. And this is Mad or Glad Monday, Inner Sight. And I'll tell you one thing that a lot of people are mad about. Memorial Day coming up, the politicians will, of course, you know, become visible and talk about those who serve the country and those who are serving. But not one politician would do anything to help a blind or disabled person who will be denied a service dog. You know, and we especially mindful of that over Memorial Week, because people who have served this country don't have any rights, no legal rights to a service dog. And they should. Everybody should who is disabled. So that's a mad. That makes me mad. And you know what else makes me mad? The fact that taxpayers' money provide funding for the courts, but yet someone who is blind and disabled cannot go to court and get a summons out against the service dog school for denying them safety. Because that's what a service dog is, a guide dog, or emotional support, or any kind of service dog serves as safety to the person. So why is it the money is there? The courts are there because they have money behind them, but not for a blind or disabled person who has a dispute with a service dog school. You know, there's arbitration in the court. I'm involved in that now with this stupid thing with they wouldn't let me on the accessoride with my guide dog. So the courts have arbitration. The court is paying the arbitrator, the lawyers, you know. But that doesn't happen when you're denied a service dog. See? There's an impartial arbitrator. Why isn't that included in the service dog system? And to bring it about, you'd have to license the schools, all right? You'd have to give them, you know, they'd have to have a permit. There'd have to be regulations. And that should be one of the regulations. That if you disagree with the school, you go to the court, and you could go into arbitration. Or you could demand a hearing. It's not covered in the United States of America. We who are blind and disabled dealing with service dog schools are not acknowledged by the court when we have a problem with the school. And don't forget, the schools take in anywhere from $50,000 to $100,000, deny the person the dog, and they keep the money. You know, that should be a subject of arbitration, and also the reasons why the person was denied the dog and all that. Because guide dog training is so opinionated anyway. All right, Inner Sight. Mad or glad Monday, and hopefully we'll get our engineer on board. But Memorial Day coming up, and it's usually the beginning of the summer. I don't know what's going to happen this year. I can tell you, living here on Long Island and riding the railroad a couple days a week, the railroad is deserted. I mean, in comparison, even on Friday, it's been deserted. So I don't know. You know, I think my theory is people have put too much emphasis on the medical profession, and they are afraid to maybe venture out. I don't know. And a lot of people are finding that these masks are ridiculous. Well, let's see. Walmart did away with the mask. So it was on the news. I heard something about Target and some of the other stores. I don't know. I didn't get the whole thing. So anybody out there, if the phones open up, if you heard anything about Target, regarding the mask, you can give us a call, 213-816-1650. Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday. And we got to try to find more glad. More glad than mad. All right. I was glad to hear that Mr. Biden at least tried to stop the conflict between the Israelis and the Palestinians. I don't think he was very successful. But one thing I got to commend him for, and he said he demanded that the Israelis and both the Palestinians sure that innocent people are protected. Now, whether or not that's going to happen, who knows? You know, people can say anything, and then, I didn't know that that place was full of civilians, you know, and it happens all the time, you know. They bomb a place and worry about it later. On the other hand, of course, a lot of these people who are violent are very sneaky, and they'll put military installations into a place where civilians are. You know, and that's another whole problem. So that can turn out to be a horrible mad. That shows you the entire idea of fighting and violence and war is a horrible mad. Get rid of it. Who needs it? I'm glad that the president has not, so far anyway, has not decided to involve American military in this conflict. Well, that would be horrible. All right, in a sight, I gotta glad that it's going to get a lot of controversial talk. And I told it to somebody the other day, and they thought it was kind of wacky. But I'd like to see Mr. Biden invite Mr. Trump to the White House, not with regular presidential powers, but as an honorary president, to be able to handle. Now, Mr. Trump would have handled this business with Israel and Palestine entirely different. I'm sure most people would agree with that. But to invite him to the White House as an honorary president, maybe a couple of days a week, to handle some of the harder stuff that he doesn't seem too competent with. You know, just as a gesture to help the American people. I mean, you know, you've got two heads better than one. So, to me, that would be like a glad. You know, I mean, people have criticized Mr. Trump. People now are criticizing Mr. Biden. You know, no matter what, you're always going to have that. Two of them, not really together, but to bring him in as a consultant on certain things, like with this conflict with Israel and Palestine. You know, I think Mr. Trump would have a lot of good ideas. Now, he wouldn't be able to implement them, but Mr. Biden would have to do that, having been the elected president with the powers. You see, I believe that this country and every country could benefit a lot if they'd stop being so damn conventional about everything. If something works, if somebody's good at something, let them do it. You know, why not? So that's sort of an inner sight spin-off, if you will. Mr. Trump be an honorary guest, honorary president. He would have no real power, but Mr. Biden could institute that. All right, inner sight, man of glad, Monday around the world. And, you know what else I'm glad about? I'm glad about all the dogs in the world, all the animals. You know what we need? I'm going to tell you something, what we need in this country. We need to bring back more horses. The horses purify the earth. The horses work the earth. You know? They till it. They purify it. They're waste. In many, many ways, it is sacred and holy for the earth. I'd like to see once a week, you know, maybe for 5 or 6 hours or maybe a whole day, once a week, only emergency vehicles on the road and horses come out. people start using horses. Boy, that would be something. You know? So that's an inner sight wish to bring back the horses, let the animals. The animals have a way of purifying the earth. It's been going on for thousands and thousands of years. And one of the reasons that we have pollution problems is because they have reduced the horse movement in this country. We need to bring it back at least once a week. Speaking of horses, did you hear about that jackass who gave the Kentucky Derby winner, I believe it was, the horse, I can't think of its name right now, drugs? I mean, that guy ought to, you know, they ought to, it's horrible what they ought to do to him. Ought to put him in jail for 20 years for doing that to an animal. See, that's taking advantage of an animal, a sweet, poor horse. That's a mad, definite mad. All right, inner sight engineer, where are you? I don't know what happened. But it may turn out to be a one-man mad or glad Monday. You never know. You see, folks, you never know what's going to happen next in this world. I always say that. And it's so true. You got to be prepared for anything. That's one reason I like the Akita. You know, they seem to be very attentive to things happening. All right, if you're trying to call in, we apologize. We don't have the lines open. Well, what you can do is call our regular inner sight number, 631-224-3090, and leave a message, a comment, and we'll try to we'll pick it up, obviously, but we'll try to broadcast it tomorrow, if you want that. Mad or glad Monday. Let's see. Tomorrow night's open mic. Talk about whatever you want. Wednesday and Thursday we have programs. Thursday we're going to honor. Actually, Friday will be Joe Arion's birthday. Some of you may remember Joe, the assistant director who passed away several years ago now. We're going to honor Joe on Thursday with a memorial show with a different twist. You know, will the politicians address all on Memorial Day, all those who have served? And we'll get into that on Memorial. And Wednesday night, I can't think of the title. I know we have a title for Wednesday night, but I can't think of it. By the way, last Friday, I have to apologize. We had a blowout. My phone went off. The phone went off. And by the time we got the whole thing straightened out, it was much later, and I fell asleep, to be honest with you. So we apologize for last Friday, the funnies, and we'll try to make up for that. Maybe tomorrow night on open mic we'll put some funny stuff in. You know, some of the things that we were going to do last Friday. All right, inner sight. The inner sight light without the phones. But the light is still on, the inner sight light. On Matter Glad Monday. And, you know, I get the news, but it's not the regular news. It's the business news, CNBC. And this guy Kramer gets on. I never met the man, but what bothers me is he never talks about finances with the disabled. You know, I mean, there's one big thing that a guy like him could influence, you know, and that is every disabled person should be allowed to keep their disability money no matter what. Nobody should be allowed to touch that. I'm not saying that they can't use it to pay their bills and all that, but nobody should be allowed to touch that. And I'd like to hear this guy, Kramer, present that, you know, with the idea of trying to get a lobby set up in Washington to bring that about, because there's a great need for that. People have so many problems because their disability can be reduced or taken away from them or tampered with, and you know, shouldn't be. That money is owed to us by the government for all the non-accessibility that they have allowed to exist and are still allowing to exist with this stupid Americans with Disability Act. They're not protecting us. So the least they could do is let us have our disability money, what little we get, no matter what. So I'd like to see Kramer address that, and Inner Sight would be happy to, if he wanted us to be a part of that. All right, Inner Sight, Matter Glad Monday, and I don't know what happened to our engineer, co-host, but hey, you never know. In this crazy world, you never know what's going to be. All right, so anybody out there who is listening, if you want to comment, call the Inner Sight number, leave a comment, and we'll pick it up and talk about it tomorrow.
Hello.
In the meantime. Oh.
Yeah, I'm here.
Where'd you come from?
Alaska. No, I have a problem with my phone. I had to reboot it. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I have like a virus on it, I think. I have to...
Well, it sounds like it's working now.
What?
It sounds like it's working now.
No, that's the other phone. And then the other phone, I need to open up the mics on. That's the one that I think I have a virus on. I was trying to open up my mic. Anytime I opened up my mic, it said, error, not found. And I was like, what the heck? So you're supposed to be the engineer.
Did you fix it?
I got my mic open now after I scanned
all
it
right.
for a virus.
Good. So since your mic is open, do the Able News.
Sounds good. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. It has a personals page, and on that personals page, you can actually be proud that you have two marriages. You could boast two marriages. And also, they're online now, and you could get a free subscription if you go to ablenews.com. And back to you, Frank.
Don't forget to sign our petitions, Nursing Homes Kill People, change.org, and the other one, the service dog petition.
Yeah, I was on
and
that page.
What?
I was on the petition page before I was rudely taken off the the blog page.
So what did the petition page say?
Okay, I'll tell you. We still have 7 supporters on the nursing home page. So, I mean, the nursing home petition. So I really want to work on that one. And I need some opinion. I want to actually see what you or everybody thinks. Some people have said, no, don't do that. And some people say, yes, do it. It might
bring
attraction.
Well, we sent the petition to our website, guys, so that should be going up.
Yeah. No, I'm happy
that
with that.
That might help.
Yep. But I was going to share, there's a picture, 2 pictures, actually. One is a little bit more, I would say, revealing that she's not doing so well. And one is of me and her, and I'm you know, trying to clean her face, but she just looks like she's sleeping. And then there's another one even worse about what she looks like, and a video of her basically not doing so well. And then there's a video of me criticizing the system, that they could have done a better job. Suited up, and I'm at my mother's bedside. That's what could have been done the whole time. You know, they could have done isolation for the people, you know, who were in nursing homes, period, an isolation protocol. And a lot of them would not have died. And I have a video of that. So, I mean,
well, I could have got them the hell out of there, put them into
in the meantime. Yeah, in the meantime, until they got them out of bed, they could have put them in an isolation protocol as they're getting them out. That's what they could have done, not put people who are sick. They did the opposite, not put people who are sick in the room with them. You know, that's not smart, you know.
They should have left those people at the hospital.
That's right. Or put them in you know, the Javits Center or whatever, you know.
Yeah, no, I would put everything you've got up there.
The only thing,
don't hold back anything.
One, really? Wow.
Damn right. Let them see it all. Let them have it. Nursing homes kill people. Let them see it.
They do.
Do you have any other people that have died that put them all up there?
Well, it looks like she's dying in one of them.
Well,
it really does.
That's the damn truth. That's what these places do to people. They sent her back to the nursing home to die.
To die.
They wouldn't leave her in the
hospital.
You know?
Yeah.
Because of the damn money.
That's right.
That's really what it comes down to. So I would put everything and anything that you have up there that's going to dramatize the thing and maybe get some more signatures.
Yeah, I'd like to. All right,
now, how's
the
other
one
doing, the service dog?
That went up a little, it looks like. Just maybe by, like, a couple of... hold on, let me get to it. All right?
You got a number on?
To me, yeah, I'm going to give it to you. Hold on, let me look at it.
All right, Inner Sight, Matter Glad Monday. By the way, 213-816-1650 if you want to dial in. And television schedule.
I don't get this.
Hold it. Television schedule Wednesday night, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. And, of course, Thursday night, Altice, which is the Long Island cable, 7:30, Channel 20 on Thursday. So they still have the reruns. We're working on putting together a new YouTube show, and keep you posted on that. All right. Now, what'd you say on the? You got a number?
Yeah, I'm opening it up. It's just taking forever. All right. Let me see. Okay. I want to get to there. Let's see if you got it.
74,000.
No, 75,940. Come on, what are you doing? 46, maybe? It might be going up still.
75,946?
Yes. That's where it stopped.
That's good. So that's almost 76,000.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
All right.
It went up a little.
Now, do we have that Memorial Day comment on the Facebook? It's up there, right?
Yeah, I believe so. I got to look. Hold on.
I hope so. So coming up on Memorial Day, you know, not only do you have people who served this country who are stuck in nursing homes, I'm sure that there are thousands of those, but people who are going to be denied service dogs, you know, let's try to get a couple of thousand signatures over the Memorial Holiday for people who will be denied service dogs, and the government will do absolutely nothing to protect them. The courts will do nothing to protect them. Now, I mentioned before, it's worth mentioning again, I'm now, for the first time, I have experienced what this arbitration is like with the court. Now, why don't we have that with the guide dog schools? That would be a big plus in dealing with these service dog schools, which means that you'd have to have regulations and a licensing process for the court to be involved. But you see, there is a system I've recently learned because of another thing with this accessory where they wouldn't let me on my guide dog. Because of that, I've learned that there is a system that could be incorporated into the service dog schools. The tax money is there for it. Why isn't it being utilized? Why don't the politicians pass an executive order and make it happen? You know, and then the state can come along and say, hey, we have to license you now because, you know, you're going to be, people can demand arbitration if they have a problem with the school. I mean, the school still gets 50 to 100 grand to train one dog, you know. Why not give a person rights? So there you have it, folks. And, you know, I didn't realize the impact of this arbitration. It's very, it has an impact because the arbitrator, if the arbitration fails, the arbitrator goes to the judge and give the judge an entire breakdown of what happened. So the judge now has all that information. See? That would be a damn good plus to have in dealing with these service dog schools.
Yeah.
So hear us, Governor Cuomo. Not only hear us, do it!
Do it.
Sign an executive order. Do it.
Sorry.
You want somebody at the news conference with you? We'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take the blame. Let us take the questions.
That's right.
You don't have to deal with it. We'll deal with it. I've already spoken to the Associated Press about it. They're contemplating a big story. And that's going to be part of it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you hear us, Governor, do it. Take a step. You want to be reelected? You'd get millions and millions of votes for this. Oh, you might not get the guide dog school vote, but that's only a few people. But the disabled sure as hell would vote for you.
We'd have a lot. Including servicemen who need it for PTSD, who need it for the emotional support dogs.
Yeah, many of those will be denied the dog.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And I find something extremely disturbing. I get, you know, people, this something going around on the internet. Oh, if you want to bring your dog anywhere or go anywhere, ba-ba-boo-boo, or, you know, just get a note from your doctor and then, you know, make him an emotional or her an emotional support dog. I'm like, what? You can't just do that. It shouldn't be that easy, you know?
That's not true. That's a fallacy.
No, I've seen it.
You can't just do it that way.
Well,
no, you can't just do that. You got to be disabled, first of all.
Mm.
Person has to be disabled to have an emotional support.
Well, that's what you think. What? That's what we, you know, we're saying amongst each other. Yes, but that's in some cases.
You got to be disabled.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to find that article that I read.
That's a scam.
I hope.
That kind of a comment.
Yeah,
you know?
I hope so.
A scam. Anyway, Inner Sight, that's a man. That's a scam.
Person
has to be disabled.
Man.
And the dog
exactly.
has to be trained as an emotional support dog.
Of course. Or even they're saying, if you want the dog to alert you, they have that. To alert you on, like, say, if you have diabetes and you go low or whatever, that is, or an epilepsy dog, those are trained. So that's not.
Well,
know,
those
that
people are disabled, what I just said.
That's right. That's right.
You know, then the dog can be taught, and that's legitimate. But just to make your dog a service dog, it's not a service dog unless you're disabled.
That's correct.
There's the answer. Yeah? You
I
want to
see
disabled.
If I can find how many of these scam websites.
There's a lot of them.
There is.
A lot of them.
I want to take them down. I don't want them to be making money off the disabled. A lot of people are making a lot of money.
You can't keep up with that. Are you kidding me? Look what happened with this stupid colonial pipeline. You know? I mean they paid these people to give them the information how to release the gas.
Right.
Right? Now, I don't know what happened after that.
Right.
So now, did they put the thing back on a computer with the website with the information that these crooks gave them? Is that what they did?
I hope not.
I mean, it doesn't
sure
make any
not.
Sense. So now these people, unless they changed it or changed the system,
or their password.
You know, I hope they learned that. You don't put that stuff up on a public website.
That's right.
That should be classified information in an office, which is very well guarded.
That's true.
Not on a computer. I'm sorry. You don't put that on a computer.
No.
You know, It's like putting on a computer how the country is protected.
Don't worry, it probably is.
You don't do that. That doesn't make sense. Because somebody's going to figure it out, and somebody's going to be able to interrupt that protection, and then they'll attack us.
Of course. I have a question.
That shouldn't be up on a website, on a computer.
I just got prompted while I'm on our petition for the service dog. I don't know why I got prompted, but I don't want to make a mistake here. They have a link that you could create so it's easier for people to get to your service dog petition. And it's it's an odd link normally. So they want you to make it easier for people to get to. It says change.org /, and then they say, I was thinking of typing in licensed service dog schools and leave it like that. Make it all one word, licensed service dog schools. Change.org /, licensed service dog schools, all one word.
Whatever.
Okay.
Did
you want to put certain things in caps or no? Just leave it as lowercase.
Doesn't matter. As long as people can read it, I don't care how it's put.
Okay. Sounds good with me.
But, there are certain things that should not be up on a website.
That's true.
Yeah. It should be in an office someplace, well-guarded, information. That way, somebody who wants to try to get that has to literally come to that office, and try to break in and you're going to get the son of a bitch.
That's right.
That's how it should be. You don't put these things up on a website.
That's
stupid.
Very true.
That's my analogy of the whole thing.
Yes. I would agree with you. Because now, you've got something that's accessible 24 hours a day by all nations, and you're not getting, it just doesn't make sense to put that on the Internet.
Sure.
You can have
And they said that, whether it's true or not, I don't know. They said that they hacked into three different companies, law firms. And had access to a lot of information about people, legal stuff. What do they want? They want the money stuff.
Yeah, of course they do.
That stuff should not be on the damn website.
When you work for a law firm, okay, you sign tons of paperwork. On my first day at most of the law firms that I worked at, you get handache because you're signing waivers and disclosure agreements and blah, 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 blah. If you are at a party, you agree not to do this. If you are doing this, and you need a whistleblower policy.
I'm talking about the personal information that they're looking for.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about
even
that.
Even personal information that you see in cases, even in personal information of the other, of a coworker, sometimes you'll see. You get to see everything.
All that personal stuff should not be up on the website.
Oh,
it should be written down, put it into a file cabinet,
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it depends on what it is, too.
Lock it up real good, and if you need security, these lawyers make plenty of money anyway. You get a 24 security hour system, and again, anybody wants that, they'd have to come and literally break in the damn door or the window, and that's where you get your security.
You know why they put
that's
it up on the internet? You know why?
What?
You know why they put it on the internet?
Yeah, because they're stupid. That's why.
No, let me tell you.
They don't give a damn about it.
Well, they should. What they should do is put it in more than one place. and then
lock
it down.
What they should do is not put it up there.
Well, you could do things that lock it up, meaning
not put it up there, because it's pretty obvious that these people can figure out. It may take them a long time, but you got people who sit around and do nothing. You know, now these people got $5 million supposedly.
Wow.
You know, and you don't even know who they are.
That's true. They're anonymous usually.
Yeah. So they're going to arrest. They're going to go after these people. They're going to arrest them.
They can't. Usually,
the
out of
there's
the
other part. Wow. Well, see, that's what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
They're never going to get them. I bet you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't put certain stuff up on the website for the world to figure out and to see. You
mm-hmm.
don't do it. You don't do it. It's as simple as that.
There's certain things you really need to keep secret. And even in, like, fireproof stuff, just so you need to make sure that it stays safe. That's all.
Yeah, well, it's no secret if it's up there on a website for anybody to click a button and
well,
see what it is.
They have,
it's no secret.
They have two different types of websites. One's called the intranet. It just is in the organization and doesn't go on to the external. You know, it doesn't go out. You know? So that's
it doesn't
not bad.
Matter how many different types they have. You still don't put the information up there that people can get.
Yeah.
Inner Sight, Man of Glad Monday, 213-816-1650. We got a few minutes. Anybody on the line?
Let me check in another. Hold on. See if there's anything.
I mean, people ask for trouble. You know?
Yeah.
They really do.
That's the truth. It is.
They ask for trouble. There's a lot of people in this neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
That are stupid jackasses. They're putting poison all over their grass. They're asking for trouble. You
mm-hmm.
don't do that.
If you have any dogs or cats, you're really going to make them very sick. We have a
it's more
caller.
Than that. You're going to make people sick, too.
Yeah. We have
not just
a
dog
caller.
And a cat. You'll make everybody sick.
Yeah, I know.
How about the baby?
Yeah, that's true.
You know, people ask for trouble. They really do, man. And they got to be stopped. That's why they shouldn't sell that poison like that. All right, we got to get out of here. We'll be with you tomorrow night. Open mic. Inner Sight means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled. 631-224-3090. It's been Matt a Glad Monday, and we'll be with you tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
Want to thank all our listeners, and have a good night. Suzanne, co-host, engineer, and thank you so much. Inner Sight means Freedom, Advocates for the Disabled. So we'll be with you tomorrow night on the open mic. Join us and sound off about whatever's on your mind. Thank
yep.
you.
Thank you, Frank.
Good night,
have
everybody.
Have a good night.
Inner
Take care.
Sight. And we say goodbye, world. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.
Goodbye, world. Thank you so much.